As part of the bipartisan deal to reopen government, Republicans promised Democrats a Senate vote on legislation to extend Affordable Care Act subsidies that are set to expire at the end of this year. So on Thursday, the Senate is poised to vote on two alternative bills on the issue, and neither one is expected to pass. A Democratic bill would extend the Affordable Care Act tax credits for 3 years. Republicans say they've united, for now, around a plan that would allow COVID-era healthcare subsidies to expire, replacing them with new savings accounts. That's an approach favored by President Donald Trump.
I love the idea of money going directly to the people, not to the insurance companies, going directly to the people. It could be in the health savings account. It could be a number of different ways. And the people go out and buy their own insurance, which can be really much better, health insurance, health care.
The health care advocacy group Protect Our Care blasted that plan, calling it an utter joke that would set health care progress back by decades. Over in the House of Representatives, Republican Speaker Mike Johnson says House Republicans are also planning to vote on health care bills next week, but extending the Affordable Care Act subsidies is not on their agenda.
The overall system is broken, and we're the ones that are going to fix it. You will see that laid out.
House Majority Leader Steve Scalise is on the same page.
Nothing is affordable about the Affordable Care Act, and Republicans want to fix that. And so what we did today in our conference just a little while ago has had a really productive discussion about all those ideas that the committees have been working on, not just ideas, actual bills. And we are now focused on bringing a number of those bills to the floor next week that we have consensus on. There are still some areas that we don't have full agreement upon, and we're going to keep working on those.
Over in the Senate, Republican Senate Leader John Thune said the Democratic legislation does not include enough reforms to curb fraud or limit high-income recipients. Fraud is a theme Republicans are leaning into, with a House hearing on Wednesday under the title Fighting Obamacare Subsidy Fraud. And their solution, giving cash to consumers, is reminiscent of Trump sending money to farmers to make up for their losses from Trump's tariffs. But critics say that approach could collapse Obamacare. Republicans have struggled for years to do away with the Affordable Care Act, and some think this could be the way to do it. But in the House, some Republicans in swing districts are wary of ending Obamacare, potentially spiking health costs and leaving many people uninsured just before the midterm congressional elections. House Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries is holding out for action to save the health insurance program.
All we need are four House Republicans. Just four. At 219, all we need are four to join us. Keep your word to the American people that you are not going to let the Affordable Care Act tax credits expire.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.